The first time Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins ran for state house in 2012 at the tender age of 23, he squeaked through, beating Haines Republican Bill Thomas by just 32 votes. The result only became final weeks later. Not this time. On Tuesday night, Christ Tompkins, now 25, won convincingly. He beat 37-year-old Republican Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg 60% to 40%, according to unofficial results from the State Division of Elections. And that means Alaska's youngest lawmaker will be returning to Juneau.
I think it's safe to say, at least for myself, these margins are a lot bigger than we were anticipating.
Yeah.
Like, we're hoping to win. We're aspiring to win, but this is a pretty fat margin.
That was Christ Tompkins speaking to supporters on Tuesday night. Mandate, someone said. And he'll be taking that mandate into negotiations over what positions he'll hold in the legislature during his second term.
You know, here we are celebrating a really exciting and rewarding outcome. And I get on the 6 a.m. flight to Anchorage tomorrow, and that begins sort of 2 or 3 days of power jockeying to see who's going to be on what committee, what the caucuses are going to look like, if there's going to be a coalition. And it's going to be very, very intense the next few days, trying to figure out what the legislative landscape is going to look like.
A landscape complicated by what might be a new governor if independent Bill Walker holds on to his lead. Christ Tompkins says he thinks it will be a more moderate legislature, and for him, as a member of the Democratic minority, a more hospitable climate.
My inner dork, my inner nerd is really excited about, you know, the possibility of being able to try to make some of these ideas that we're excited about reality in Alaska, make them law.
Stephen Samuelson couldn't be reached on Tuesday night. This was Samuelson's third run for state house. He lost twice before to Peggy Wilson of Wrangell in the primary. The Division of Elections had not yet released official turnout numbers on Tuesday, but about 10 minutes before polls closed, Sitka's two precincts reported that nearly 2,900 votes had been cast. That's a much higher turnout than the last midterm election in 2010, when about 1,800 voters cast ballots. Turnout rivaled the 2012 presidential election, when about 3,200 votes were cast. Midterm elections usually see significantly lower turnout than when the president is on the ballot. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.